now.
KN4TFW, give me just a minute. KN4TFW.
How's it going this morning?
Yeah, it's going all right. Well, I got this new aerial mount. You know, it's a little one that you can mount on the gutter, and it's got, you know, you can adjust it all different ways. And for whatever reason, it's got these rubber washers, and it keeps wanting to come loose when the antenna swings back and forth. And then when it does, it leans out over into the other lane.
Not good.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And so I had a wrench here, so I tightened it up some more and to see. I don't know if I can do away with those little rubber washers or not.
You might have to.
Get it where I want it and pin it.
It's a regular old magnetic mount sitting in the center of the top of the truck. It seems to do me all right, so I can't complain about it.
That, or, you know, my other one. And that, but there's a couple of trees on my subdivision roads. I have to go all the way over to the left just to get around them, keep from beating it up.
Think about having a little old stainless steel whip one. They take a licking and keep on a ticking.
Good morning. Good morning, Al.
Because I beat them up pretty good. I used to run a 102-inch whip on the back of a pickup for a CV transceiver, and I used to use one out here with it stuck in a piece of angle iron.
Under Allen wrench, when I get home, this one that they give you is a really, really short one.
Closer, I'd meet you and let you have one of mine, because I got a complete set here in the console.
Good, it's good. Now, it's just when you know, you hit some bumps or you make some sharp turns and the antenna rocks back and forth from side to side, it tended to want to kind of make it be loose and lean out.
They're stripped, are you?
No, it's pretty tight now. I mean, I've got all I could get on it right now. So, I mean, it's good right now.
Get a little Loctite on it.
Coming loose, it's them darn little like rubber washers that are in there. You know what I mean? You can't make it tight because you're just squeezing down against that rubber. But it didn't get, you know, it only leaned out about, you know, 75 degrees. It wasn't like it was all the way straight out, but it's like, felt like if I started going down the interstate and it fell over, I'd really be hosed.
Vertical.
A little bit in towards the center of the truck, a couple of degrees, so that should keep it from vibrating out.
So anyway,
they're a pain sometimes. I don't like them, but man, they can be nothing but a pain when they want to be.
Another mount up on the roof is just a matter of, you know, unscrewing it off of this NMO and sticking it on that other one and then just hooking it up to the back of the radio if I need to.
Done. I would have got on earlier, but while my carrier's little boy got sick, and I was trying to find him some clean clothes, and there's no place open for me to keep him in.
He probably made me do a Walmart, but I think even they're closed till about 6.
One I went to, they said it closed until 7. And I told them what was going on, and it was like, I don't care.
You know, if that had been a mom and pop, they'd have let you in.
That really gives a darn right up with himself. That's a problem these days.
Wasn't raised like that. You help people, regardless of who they are or whatever. They need help, you help them if you can.
It's the best thing to do.
I'll be glad you ain't over my weekend, because it is foggy.
crystal clear over this way.
I got a good sharp knife, so I can cut my way through.
Fog doesn't, you don't want to use a real bright light in the fog, if I remember right. And light beam, isn't it? The fog is the best thing to use.
Well, I did. What about you, Ken?
Doesn't reflect off of it.
You go ahead.
Double.
Yeah, I was saying you needed yellow or amber so it didn't reflect off of it.
It's a different color you had to use to get it right. Took me to figure out without seeing it. But you guys get to drive it because if you're in fog, you got to be paying attention to it. Stay focused. So count 4 and 3. I'm going to jump out of here.
7-3, Al. KN4TFW.
Going by the store next to the house. They've got some little t-shirts that would probably fit him, but they don't have any pants to go with it.
See?
There's two of us. He's one of my little buddies. KM4 and AP Friday. Sister and me, we sort of, us three sort of adopted each other.
That, they had a radio, you could talk to them.
But they probably fighting over the radio just so they could talk. But both of them a little jabber jaws.
We get there last night if you're already done.
At 1:50, and I was pulling out. At 1:30.
Dad, you're going to start get used to that.
But they say that what's going to happen latter part of January, 1st of February, we'll be getting the paperwork no later than midnight.
Expecting you to have breakfast ready when she gets up.
Chris retired and didn't have this to do. I'd get up, I'd have breakfast ready for her, and have her lunch fixed, and all that good stuff, but I can't do it right now. It's a fog, I can't even see my own driveway turn into.
You know, one time I was going through the Ozarks, man, you couldn't hardly see one dotted line in front of you. I think about 10 mile an hour was the best I could do.
At night in Clemson, when I was working third shift, we'd have to park the cars. We couldn't even see the drive.
Yeah, when it was snowing, man, it was coming down so hard that, you know, I was driving in the dark, and all you could see all the way around any window was white. You couldn't see anything.
Remember when it would snow, our boss would tell us, park the patrol cars at the station and don't leave unless you absolutely have to.
That's not it, but yeah, you'd be responding to a wreck probably.
Had one idiot run from us one night, and I mean it was snow on, we probably done had about 4 inches on the road, and we were running about 20 miles an hour, and he finally lost it and went off in the ditch.
Very smart, probably rear-wheel drive to boot.
And, of course, by him, us chasing him for 5 miles at 20 miles an hour, we're still charging fear to stop.
Moving for too fast for conditions.
That report. Too bad out here this morning. I'm sitting here in the truck. In the driveway, got the door open, and I'm actually comfortable.
81 up here in Spartanburg right now. I think it's going for like about 55. Man, yesterday it was nice in the afternoon if you got out of the wind.
I went over this way yesterday.
I'm getting hammered by a bunch of rain on Thursday and Friday.
This rain and not snow and ice, let it go.
Be rain, heavy. heavy rain on Friday, it says.
But with the rain, a lot better than I can snow.
Haven't seen at least one good one this year anyway.
Need to do is take Mama up into Gatlinburg and back up in there, and you'll get to see a nice one.
Yeah, they got some snow coming across the country, but I don't think it's going to quite get down this low.
Look at it this way. I'm part Cherokee. I ain't part Eskimo, so I don't need no snow. A grill-smoker combination do you recommend?
I have that charbroil one I got from Lowe's. I've had it about 7 or 8 years, but it's got the three-burner gas on one side, and then it's got a charcoal one that's the same size as the gas burner right next to it, and then I got a little firebox, smoker box that hangs off of the sides, and I use that a good bit, but I don't know. I had an electric smoker, but it burned up, and it, so I don't know. I've been thinking about, you know, but those that are those pellet-fed ones, man, those pellets are kind of expensive, and on 20 pounds, it only runs like 12 hours.
That youngest boy of mine's got one of those pellets, and I asked him, I said, well, can you grill on it? And he said, yeah. So I don't know, unless it's got a section for charcoal, I don't know how you're going to grill on it.
Just be underneath some kind of plate, I guess.
I'm going to go today and get a little nosy and look and see which one I want and see how much money I got saved up and get me one. I prefer saving my money up and going walking in paying cash instead of using a credit card.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. And then I know now they got some with, you know, a little blower on the bottom, and you can set the temperature, and then, you know, when it falls below, it gives a little air to get it boosted back up. And then, so I don't know which is best.
So his has got a thermostat or something on it. He said that he can set it at a certain temperature, and he'll keep it there for like 10, 12 hours.
Up 20 pounds of pellets in 10 or 12 hours, and that's like $18.
Maybe Friday, yeah. That would get a little expensive, because when I cook smoke my ribs, I smoke them slow, and it takes me about 6 hours to get them like I want them.
Some of my recipes, you know, for like making salmon jerky and that, you only want it about 100, 120 degrees, you know, for an extended time. I don't know if you can get down that low with those.
I have to remember that and ask that question for you when I go looking at them.
My chili here a couple of weeks ago, and then all the, you know, I always have too much and that, so I canned me a couple of quart jars and that just to see how it turned out. Turned out really good. It worked out good. I think this next time I'll put all the ingredients in the crock pot and just get them mixed up good and then kind of cook it in the jar, because, you know, last time I kind of double cooked it, but it worked out really good.
Ain't nothing better than a big old bowl of chili now.
It, but then you got to get it out, you got to defrost it and that, and this was kind of nice, you know, you just open up the jar and pour it in a pot and you can warm it right up and that. It was really good.
Be a regular old canner.
You know how to do it before it hits the fan, and then you have to, right?
You got that right. And believe me, I'm afraid it's going to hit, and when it hits, it's going to hit hard.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Turn staying up all night, just make sure people don't run off or nothing.
Put some lead.
Some of that. Somebody on Facebook the other day had lead they were trying to sell for $1 a pound. I think it had had like 6 or 7 pounds on it. It led to make your own round balls and bullets and stuff.
If you get me a old capping ball, and that'd be pretty cool, you know. Melt it down, pour your own, and that you could. I guess you could even if you were target practicing with the, you know, store bought rounds. I guess you could melt that down and use them for round balls after that.
I did. I don't have one now. Cody got my flintlock rifle and stuff, but cast them and drop them in the bag. And I'd go in behind where we were shooting and pick the lead back up and melt it back down and make some more bullets.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. And I've been looking for a pistol, but I really want a 36 caliber, so it'd be a little bit cheaper to shoot, but most of them nowadays are 44s.
To get one, I'd get a 44, because I'd want something to have some good knockdown power. I realize that a lot of people are using those little single-action ball and cap for personal concealed weapons.
1900s, I can't believe that people got any tougher.
About the only ammunition and stuff they can find is those round balls and cans of black powder every now and then.
I was watching a show, one of them Alaska shows, and the one guy got in trouble with the law, and he could only have a gun that was made in like the 1800s or whatever, and that, so he was limited to a single shot cap and ball pistol or rifle.
You're hunting and you're a good shot, that's all it takes is one shot.
We're at the office, and then I'll let you go inside, get you some coffee, and that, and I'll say have an awesome day and look forward to catching you in the morning. I hope the truck shows up early. I'll say 73 KN4 TFW.
Well, glad you made it in safe. You have a good one. Don't work too hard, and hopefully I'll catch y'all in the morning. So 73 KN4 NAP, clear.